Rachel walked Marjorie back to her room after the meal. Sarah was on call and had been called away to an emergency after the main course. Apparently, a lady had fallen from a bar stool in one of the bars, and the baby doc was already dealing with a crew member who was showing signs of appendicitis.
"It's interesting getting the inside scoop into what goes on during a cruise," Marjorie said. "I had never given it much thought before. But I suppose with thousands of passengers and crew on board, accidents and illnesses do occur."
"Yes. Sarah told me there's never a dull moment in the life of a ship's nurse. It's certainly not a revolving holiday for her, but she loves the work, and she does get to see parts of the world that she would never have seen otherwise. She has already been around the world once. Not everyone can say that at 25.
"Or 85, dear. Ralph loved cruises in later life. But when we were younger, travel wasn't quite so easy, and business kept him tied to England for most of his life. I'm pleased we got to travel over the past 20 years, and we had some marvellous holidays. There were some countries Ralph would never visit, though. I would have loved to visit Asia and Africa, but Ralph was never that adventurous. He loved Europe, and we often travelled to the USA, so I can't complain."
"You must miss him," Rachel replied with genuine compassion. Marjorie sighed.
"I do. But we had a wonderful marriage, and not everyone can say that. You mustn't feel you have to look after me, you know. I am quite all right, and you are a young woman who needs to enjoy your cruise and spend time with young people, not an old codger like me."
"Oh, I am enjoying it so far, and you should understand that you are a delight to be with. I think you're as sharp as any of my friends. I like your company, and I don't think you need looking after." They said goodnight, and Marjorie entered her stateroom. She had enjoyed another pleasant evening, apart from the near miss with the Vanstons. Marjorie hadn't elaborated over dinner, but she had not taken to the couple when she'd met them. They had spent the whole evening telling everyone how much they did for charity, but they didn't contribute to the fundraising at all. Ralph had been furious with Jeremy, as they hadn't even paid for their tickets. Jeremy had given them tickets and seemed to want to impress them. The whole idea of the ticket price was that it paid for the dinner, adding a little bit to the charity for those who didn't donate on the night. There had been a row between father and son, and Ralph had looked quite ill at the end of it. "Thank goodness for seasickness," she mused, as she got ready for bed. After walking Marjorie to her room, Rachel decided to go for a walk on the upper decks where she could get some fresh air. The champagne had made her head feel light for a while, but that was wearing off. As she opened a door to go outside, a huge draft of air almost knocked her over, and she noticed the ship lurching up and down a lot more than it had done during the day, even though she was in the midships area. They were travelling through the Bay of Biscay, and the captain had said in his announcement this evening that the sea would be slightly choppy overnight.
"Take that as captain speak for nasty storm," Sarah had warned.
"That means I am in for a very busy night. The Bay of Biscay can be a nightmare when it's rough, but don't worry, this baby is one of the best in the fleet, and she will cope with the journey without too much discomfort. The stabilizers prevent her from rocking too much." Rachel wasn't afraid of the sea. She liked the idea of seeing huge, undulating waves crashing against the ship, knowing that the liner could take it. She didn't think she would be staying out on deck for long as the wind was picking up. Even on a ship this size, she was struggling to keep her feet on the ground. She noticed members of the crew tying things down to stop them from disappearing over the side. The man overboard scenario at the emergency drill the previous night had made some passengers laugh at the time, but it was not funny to contemplate someone going overboard in seas like this, and she shuddered at the thought.